This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal urges government to expedite rehabilitation and reconstruction of Bhotikosi flood victims. RSP President Ravi Lamichane stresses that flood victims' anger should be viewed as expectations from the state. 1,367 bodies from Bhotikosi flood recovered so far. And Brent crude surpasses $100 a barrel as Iran-US escalate attacks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has urged the government to expedite the immediate management of Bhotikosi flood victims, restoration of road and transport services, reconstruction and rehabilitation. The president held separate discussions with Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal and Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal at Sheetal Niwas today, urging them to accelerate road restoration and the management of holding centers for flood victims. President Portal also suggested seeking international assistance, including for the construction of large belly bridges, if domestic capacity is insufficient given the difficult terrain. The president stressed that reconstruction and resettlement should follow short, medium and long-term plans with immediate measures prioritized. The ministers said efforts were underway to restore roads before Dasain and complete temporary shelters, while alternative roads and long belly bridges were also being arranged. President Portal also called for international compensation for Nepal's climate-related losses. President of the Rashtra Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamichane has called one and all for standing united before the world community for climate justice based on national unity and humanity. Speaking in today's meeting of the House of Representatives demanding time, RSP President Lamichane reminded that all parties should stood together in the case of Bhotikosi disaster and expressed that the country would once again chart a future in the light of conscience and humanity. He said the government has been carrying out search and rescue operations round the clock with possible efforts, urging the government to follow constructive aspects of opposition for disaster management. Lamichane requested all not to do politics in the name of disaster. Lamichane stressed that flood victims' anger should be viewed as expectations from the state. Commending the security personnel and those involved in search and rescue operations, he said all friendly countries provided support to Nepal during this tragedy and lauded the contribution to all stakeholders and non-resident Nepalese in disaster response. Meanwhile, lawmakers urged the government to address the demands of the Gen Z movement, fulfill commitments to the families of those killed and injured, and tackle lawlessness and impunity. They also called for resolving flood-related connectivity problems and the shortage of cooking gas. The report of the Legislative Management Committee on the Bill on Revival of the Existing Provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042 has been presented in the National Assembly meeting. Committee President Krishna Bahadur Rokaya submitted the report to the session along with a message from the House of Representatives today. Meanwhile, speaking in a special hour of the National Assembly meeting, the lawmakers drew government's attention to institutionalize the achievements of Gen Z movement and to make rescue, relief and rehabilitation works effective. Lawmakers urged the government to ensure justice, jobs, smooth gas supplies and intensified searches for those missing in the Bhotikosi flood while calling for better disaster coordination and climate justice. They also urged action against those making harsh and offensive comments about women grieving the loss of loved ones in the August 26th disaster. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been scheduled for tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has herself complained of non-cooperation of gas entrepreneurs in easing the essential supply. Sharing before lawmakers in the meeting of the Parliamentary Committee on Industries, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Rights, Minister Yadav said she repeatedly wrote to the gas industries but there was no cooperation from the related industries. The minister said Nepal requires two gas industries and the Nepal Oil Corporation NOC must run a gas industry itself. Minister Yadav said all 15 gas industries running in the country were not working under the NOC. Lawmakers urged effective monitoring of the supply, distribution and stock of the cooking gas and strict action against black marketing to prevent shortages from causing difficulties facilities for citizens and students during the festive season. They also called for promoting electric stoves and advancing a virtual tracking system for gas cylinders. 1,367 bodies had been recovered as of Wednesday following the devastating Bhoteko Sea flood in Rasuwa. Of the total, 174 bodies were recovered in Rasuwa, 197 in Nuwakot, 70 in Dhading, 363 in Chitwan, 76 in Gorkha, 38 in Tanahu, 227 in Nawalparasi East and 222 in Nawalparasi West. A total of 1,148 bodies have so far been safely managed and buried after completing the necessary identification procedures, including DNA sample collection. A total of 2,698 DNA samples have been collected, 1,286 from the deceased and 1,412 from their relatives. 1,295 bodies are yet to be identified. Search operations are underway for 4,077 missing people, while 3,030 people are currently staying at the holding centers in various districts. Ambassador of Sri Lanka to Nepal, Ruwanthi Dalpitiya, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Shir Karnal on Thursday. At a meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Simhadarbat, Ambassador Dalpitiya handed over financial assistance amounting to $1 million for the people of Nepal who were affected by recent devastating floods on behalf of the Sri Lanka government. Ambassador Dalpitiya expressed Sri Lanka's solidarity with Nepal over the loss of lives and damage caused by the floods and handed over financial assistance for relief supports. Foreign Minister Karnal thanked the Sri Lankan government and people for their support and solidarity during the disaster. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, your internet, chalaunus, phone burnus, data, chalaunus, sajinota, ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma.
Yeah,
mobile data, sanga chonus, telecom ko seva. Jaran garna sarai sajilo, phone gar ekai bharma. Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekaisar.
Nepal telecom ko fiber internet. Naya chadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The flood-blocked Manaslu trekking route has resumed after locals built temporary footbridges where two bridges were swept away. An alternative route was also opened near Suksam, restoring movement along the trail. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Global stocks have come under pressure and Brent crude oil surpassed $100 a barrel as escalating fighting across the Middle East stokes fears of energy-driven inflation. According to Al Jazeera, the benchmark crude contract rose to $100.19 on Wednesday, its highest level since the 24th of July, when a memorandum of understanding between the United States and Iran was in place and its price was on the downswing. Asian markets fluctuated, although technology shares continued to climb back from a July low, driven by the artificial intelligence boom. The surge in oil prices has added to concerns that higher inflation will lead central banks to adopt more restrained monetary policies. North Korea has built a new two-story uranium enrichment facility, the head of the world's nuclear watchdog said this week, calling it a cause for serious concern. According to the BBC, the new building is part of the main Yongbyon nuclear complex and reportedly capable of housing up to 28 centrifuge caskets used to enrich uranium. In a report published last month, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, reported that Pyongyang has expanded another uranium enrichment site, indicating continued growth of North Korea's sanctioned nuclear infrastructure. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi said the development violates relevant UN Security Council resolutions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Karnali and Sudarshan provinces, at some places in Madhya province and the Tara areas of Koshi and Bagmati provinces, and at a few places in the Tara areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarshan provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Bagmati province, the hilly areas of Koshi and Gandaki provinces, and the Tara areas of Madhya and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramson the Portal urges government to expedite rehabilitation and reconstruction of Bhoti Koshi flood victims. RSP President Ravi Lami Chane stresses that flood victims' anger should be viewed as expectations from the state. 1,367 bodies from Bhoti Koshi flood recovered so far. And Brent crude surpasses $100 a barrel as Iran-US escalate attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.